It's Friday, nigga. Fired up. Let's get it. It's been a minute, man. What's good, man? Welcome to the Weed Man Chronicles podcast. And the Weed Man Chronicles is this. It's Chronicles where niggas deliver this shit like dominoes, because we know your motherfucking mama knows. And what did she know? That bitch know there's a motherfucking war going all outside between real niggas and these motherfucking hoes. Let's get it. Are you ready for the Weed Man Chronicles? I'm your tour guide, your host, your therapist, your mediator. We're going to go where no one has gone before. We're going to divulge into the Weed Man Chronicles. The tales, journeys, diaries, folklore. Things that's tried and true that real niggas do. Because we observe it just like your motherfucking mama. She know that there's a war going on outside between Passport Bros and these 304s. And the hoes are winning. It's my job, my duty, it's the mission to make you make a smarter decision when you out here fucking with these motherfucking hoes. All right? Strap on your chin straps. The destination is full retarded. Cause nigga, we about to motherfucking get it. Hold up, nigga. Light your goddamn blood up, nigga, right fucking now, nigga. We ain't gonna fuck around with it. We gonna do it expeditiously. Perfect timing. We start a little puff giving this motherfucker. Are you down?
Why don't you come over and sit next to your auntie?
Let's get it, goddammit. The Weed Man Chronicles. Man, we got some Breeza up on this bitch. Some UK Wally. We gonna dive in on. We gonna go all the way in.
Why you say that?
We gonna go all the way in on Jaguar Wright. Yeah, I got the statistics of brothers. They said they'd rather fucking beat they meat than go on a date with a bitch. Yeah, I got some of the conscious sisters, right? Yeah, Six, the goddess, and Danica Marie up on this motherfucker. Right? Old straggly bitch, Divesta, was saying, oh, I don't need black men. We can throw them to the wayside. Let's go get white men. And those sisters, they broke her down like an iron board. What Six the goddess told that sister was some woo. I get in trouble for telling a woman that, but another woman told her that. The Weed Man Chronicles is going, this is going to be a good one, man.
Is your lips turning black?
So let's, you know, do what we normally do over here.
Would you like some wine, baby?
No. I know I don't want no wine, but I know, nigga, Cuddy motherfucking Moo wants you to squeeze some damn Similac child milk out them big ass titties. Who ain't sugar the definition of the perfect fucking thick chick and shit, right? Right? Some of these fucking big ass elephants and shit, 400 pounders got there in their head like, oh, black men and all men, they love big girls. No, nigga, we like sugar. We like sugar. We fuck you, bend you over, bust a big fat nut on your back, and then we be out.
Shit, I can roll a blunt better than bitches in a van.
Facts.
Now, I know Willie don't let you smoke in his house.
You can smoke over here.
But I'm your Uncle Elroy.
That's right.
I don't give a damn how you get in mine.
What?
As long as you let me hit it.
As long as you let me hit it, nigga.
Look at that.
About to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is, nigga. Fire your blunts up, Brad Rotten. All right, we back from that small intermission, that chronic break, right? Yeah. We don't stop with the ignorance. My next masterpiece is going to be called Not When You Mad.
Look at you. You mad. You big mad.
Yeah, we talked about when you big mad. I got a situation where you going to be big mad, right? Alright, you ready? Let's get it. Have you ever wondered what the conversation would be like when a man has been taking care of another man's child for over 10 years and he finds out that
you are not the good. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What's up is why you've been lying to me for 11 years, telling me that DJ is my real son.
Oh.
Why you been lying to me?
What I've been lying about?
I got a DNA test done.
A DNA saying what?
Saying that he's not my son.
Let me see this DNA test. What's up?
What's up is why you've been lying to me for 11 years, telling me that DJ is my real son. Why you been lying to me?
What I've been lying about?
I got a DNA test done.
A DNA saying what?
Saying that he's not my son. What's up is why you've been lying to me for 11 years, telling me that DJ is my real son. Why you been lying to me?
What I've been lying about?
I got a DNA test done.
A DNA saying what?
Saying that he's not my son.
Let me see this DNA test.
You don't need to see it. I saw it.
How DNA test don't say
that? How you gonna be lying to me for 11 years? Why would you do that to me?
Where's the lie?
The lie is you. You are the lie. You have been lying to me for 11 years. Having me believe that my son that I've been raising for 11 years is not really my son. Like, how could you do that to me? Like, what can you say for yourself right now?
What made you get a DNA test?
Because I went through your phone.
And why?
Talking about me, laughing and bragging, telling your friends that I have no idea that he's really not my son. So I went and got a DNA test done. Like, you think I'm...
Let's get it.
What's up is why you've been lying to me for 11 years, telling me that DJ is my real son. Why you been lying to me?
What I've been lying about?
I got a DNA test done.
A DNA saying what?
Saying that he's not my son.
Let me see this DNA test.
You don't need to see it. I saw it.
How DNA test don't say
that? How you gonna be lying to me for 11 years? Why would you do that to me?
Where's the lie?
The lie is you. You are the lie. You have been lying to me for 11 years. Having me believe that my son that I've been raising for 11 years is not really my son. Like, how could you do that to me? Like, what can you say for yourself right now?
What made you get a DNA test?
Because I went through your phone.
And why?
Talking about me.
Let's talk about that right there. He went through that phone. He learned the truth. Went through that goddamn phone and said... DJ ain't his. Damn.
11 years is not really my son. Like, how could you do that to me?
11 years.
Like, what can you say for yourself right now?
She can't say shit.
What made you get a DNA test?
Because I went through your phone.
What'd you find?
And why?
Talking about me, laughing and bragging, telling your friends that I have no idea that he's really not my son. So I went and got a DNA test done.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Now, the thing is this, right? Women would say, he's the sucker, he's the simp, all that, to ignore the truth. The truth was, this woman did some despicable, evil-ass shit. To put food in her child belly, she stuck this child on the person that she knew that could take care of her. Damn. Or the Pookie Ray Ray drug dealer nigga is like, he already got a family. And he told her, hey, get an abortion and shit, but she didn't want to do that, right? And women, listen to me. It's their body, right? So they got full control, right, of what goes on. But they don't want to get that abortion. It's already risky and shit. That's like, no, fuck that. I'd rather go with the pain of giving this birth to this child because they don't want to get no abortion. They Christians. They don't want to get no abortions. She's believing, right? She'll go to hell. But she'll send that baby to hell and put that baby to hell. Ain't no accountability, yo. Fellas, to prevent this, not only should you rubber up, get a vasectomy. I bet you, nigga, that baby, nigga, father is Pookie and Ray Ray, nigga. I bet you, nigga. Let's get it.
Like, you think I'm stupid or something? Like, how could you do this to me?
You know what?
What?
You
care more about me going through your phone than you lying to me about somebody, my son not being mine?
Yes, she's concerned more about that, bruh. Yes, bruh. Yeah. Yes. She woke up this morning. You know, she probably, you know, you wouldn't. I know for a fact when he seen them text messages, that's her talking to her friends like, I got this dumb, stupid ass nigga. Man, you talking about being volcanic. Guess who's going to jail tonight? That's a good reason. And my thing here over the Wingman Chronicles, how can you do that, brother, like that? Reason I have a problem with that because I know bitches who have done that. I mean, man, one bitch straight up confessed that to me. And I told her for she didn't put two and two together that while I was just hitting her asshole and having her suck my dick. Like I kind of like strayed away from the pussy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I strayed away from the pussy. She tried to say a nigga was gay and shit. No, I strayed away from the pussy because she was gaffling niggas. Right? I made an assumption. I came to a conclusion that pussy was too risque, but guess what? We'll go with her asshole in her mouth right now. But they try to call you a nigga this gay. Nah, bitch, I'm smarter than that and shit. Let's get it.
Ooh. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? You care more about being humiliated and me finding out that our son is not really my son and that he has a different father.
Let's go back. She not giving a fuck. She not giving a fuck. Let's slow it down. Let's go back, right? Because she's not giving a fuck. And hit this weed, right? Let's fire it up. She said, what, yo?
What made you get a DNA test?
Because I went through your phone.
And why?
Talking about me, laughing and bragging, telling your friends that I have no idea that he's really not my son. So I went and got a DNA test done. Like, you think I'm stupid or something?
Yep.
Like, how could you do this to me?
You know what?
What?
You had no business going through my phone and getting
you
a DNA
test. You care more about me going
son.
Through your phone than you lying to me about my son not being mine? Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? You care more about being humiliated and me finding out that our son is not really my son and that he has a different father. I sure have because I thought he was my son because you've been lying to me this whole time.
What are you talking about? Does it matter?
It does matter.
You hear that right there, homie? I just had to let it, we can get his shit out before I just interject my personal feelings. Did you hear that? She said, what does it matter? It matters a whole lot, my motherfucking finance. I've been paying for this damn child like a goddamn car note for 18 years. A damn mortgage on this goddamn child and shit. And that's all you gotta say. What does it matter? Ooh. Guess who's going to jail tonight? Man, that shit right there will make you knock out their motherfucking damn father, uncle, and brother. Knock them niggas out. Because you don't want to put hands on her.
Are you crazy? What do you mean? That absolutely matters. Like, you don't see anything wrong with what you did? You don't see anything wrong with what you did? You been lying to me? You been sitting up?
She said the love is real, that'll matter. Boy, you trying to use mind games. Let's get to this conclusion.
Lying to me for 11. Of course I love him, but I can't. But you guys can't stay. You can't stay here anymore.
Where we gonna go?
I don't know. It's not my problem. 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 You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't stay here. You can't, I don't know. It's not my problem. I did my job. I did my job. I did my job.
That's right, brother. He said I did my job. That's right. That's right. Did your job. Man, this sister, man, she just need to just stop the cap. Man, just stop the cap. Just stop the cap. Pack that shit up and take the child over there to the real father's house. Pop up while he over there with his family. There's definitely going to be some motherfucking shit, right? When you go and hit that door, you hit him up, he going to say, what the fuck you calling me for? Don't I tell you don't call me? Don't I tell you to fucking call me? I'm with my family. Got you out there looking straight motherfucking goofy.
A dad. I did my job as a dad. You can't stay here anymore. Y'all gotta go.
Walk out.
Y'all can't stay anymore. No, I'm hurt. I'm hurt. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. Y'all can't stay here anymore. Y'all gotta go. Y'all gotta get y'all house. Y'all gotta go.
Spoken like a motherfucking truth, right? You gotta get your shit. And I ain't saying that you gotta go somewhere else, but you gotta get the fuck up out of here. That motherfucking phone, boy, that phone. He opened that shit up, found that secret. Ooh, that fucking phone, boy.
I can't do it. I'm putting y'all up. Yes.
Who's gonna put
I'm gonna put you out.
How?
I'm gonna put you out.
Bro, stop what you're doing. Call the police. That was sponsored by niggas need to get a vasectomy. If women are against you, nigga, they'll get you. They'll fucking get you, man.
Alfonso, you are not.
I got you ate the father.
You don't know who your baby daddy is. Get your life together.
Break them up, niggas. I can talk his stuff.
Probably more up in this motherfucker. Oh, you playing some Uno too, huh?
Well, here, nigga, I got. Shit, I hit the 50.
Oh, nigga, there you go. You hit
the
50.
Four. A ticket.
All right, shit.
Problem on their hands. A recent study revealed that men would rather choke their chicken than go out on a date with a modern woman. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself.
From the Pew Center Research conducted a study that said 63% of men under age 30 would rather stay home and watch go on a date. Mm. Men say they are getting their needs met without having to go on a date. Would men rather stay single?
And they're saving money. Oh, since I didn't say it already, fire that blood up. Let's get it.
And be with a woman is depression.
That's what they're saying, pretty much.
63% of men. I think they're cheap. Yeah, they just ain't got no money.
Why it's always niggas cheap and niggas ain't got no money? And if we flip the reciprocal, if women had to spend all their goddamn money for dick, you know what they'll be saying? They'll be going lesbian. Broke and cheap and all that. Bitch.
Your beloved brother, UK Waller, looking at this Gilbert interview he's giving on the Blue Sith, real life productions, whatever. Real life productions, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But he was talking about the whole thing about Solar and how Solar talked about he was trying to comfort him, and he took the gun from him because he was afraid that the brother was going to kill himself. And Gilbert said that was all bullshit.
Hey, Gilbert said, "Hey, you combination niggas, you really need to
stop the cap.
Stop the cap."
That was all bullshit, cap or whatever. That wasn't going to happen because he's military trained. He knows his military maneuvers, whatever, with guns. He knows how to operate weaponry, whatever. In order, name, that's what he says. And anyway, I digress. And the whole thing about Jaguar, because Jaguar went to a mayor's office the other day and act a fool, and they basically said, "Okay, you want to act a fool?" And they locked her ass and put her in jail. And then she got bailed again. I mean, anyway, I digress. And the whole thing about Jaguar, because Jaguar went to a mayor's office the other day act a fool. And they basically said, "Okay, you want to act a fool?" And they locked her ass and put her in jail.
Another one bites the dust.
But she right back out, right?
And then she got bailed again. I mean, all she does is she's trying to film everything. So it's like she's trying to get.
Man, she been going to jail frequently, right? This past 6 months, man. That's a lot of goddamn money. Bet not have no failure to appears and shit. All right, let's get it.
Get this for some type of YouTube video clicks or some type of TV show or something. I don't know. But I still watching Gilbert. I'm just trying to see a piece of what Gilbert going to say. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I know it's gonna be some bad damn crazy bullshit, nigga. You know, shit's gonna be crazy and nutty as a nutty buddy boy, nigga. And the whole shit, Jag, and Goba, and Lasagna, and Lasagna Laguna, whatever her name is, and all these other people, and Carbon Nation, and the other people, and Carbon Island, and whatever.
Is Jared Wall right munching on that pussy? Oh, that's what she doing? Yeah, I just, all right. Proceed, brother.
I heard Nature Boy's trying to get out of jail. He's supposed to be going up to a trial or something, or hearing or something very...
That nigga ain't getting out of jail.
Sued, whatever. I don't know. But, anyway, I digress. I gotta watch the rest of this Goomba shit. It's gonna be crazy and nutty, buddy. I'm waiting for the nutty buddy presentation. Anyway, I gotta go watch this Goomba shit because I know my head gonna be spinning after I watch this shit, nigga. Oh, Lord, UK Wally back again, nigga.
Brother Wally. From LA to UK, man. And, goddamn. Well, shit. Here's some Jaguar, right? Let's get it. Jaguar broke up with her dyke girlfriend.
Jack? No. Regina has relocated to the South. She found a place that she wants to get for herself.
Functional cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. The notorious Jaguar Wright, man. Oh, man. She know all that shit about the celebrities and the Illuminati and shit, but she don't know how to keep her goddamn nigga Goomba. Yeah, man. Jag? She went out there to them Carbonation niggas, right? Goomba said, bitch, you don't leave. She left, so... Goomba had to find him a new motherfucking woman, right?
I got a new woman.
She wants to pick up everything.
I got a new woman.
But she ain't gonna pick a pick of me.
I got a new woman. She-
I can tell you ain't hit no weed, nigga. That nigga hit that motherfucker like, I'm like, damn, nigga. Nigga, pass that shit to me, nigga. I was like,
I think I got a
rope. Like, nigga, I need to smoke, nigga. Let me smoke this motherfucker to the head.
Then we go to
the weed shop.
Get your blood weed. Back. I can have a little weed before nighttime.
You know, I don't like these kind of, I like the black naturals.
Yay!
It seems like you want me to have this, like, Congress, like, you know, this, like,
no, that's not what I'm
all
saying.
Black men, like,
that's
so
not
do
what
you
I'm
feel
saying.
Like, do you feel like majority of black men don't need to be supported?
Right. That's what it sounds like.
I wouldn't say it's the majority, but I think it's a noticeable number to where something has to change. Like, I don't think it's the majority of black men, but I think it's a lot of them to the point where everybody's noticing. Like, a lot of people, it's noticeable. Sorry.
Okay, so me and Danica say, you know what? Let's be in our feminine energy. Let's be in shape. You know what I'm saying? Let's not throw them away. That's not going to help nothing. Like, let's focus more on the ones who are going to be in support of us. Like, that is our solution. We decide that that's where we'll direct our attention. Though I'm not going to not uplift my whole race of men because of a few coons or a few fuck me. I'm not going to do
that. Right.
So my question to you would be, do you feel like other races of men will prioritize us over the women in their own group?
No.
So basically you think majority of black men don't deserve us being uplifted, or we don't deserve, black men don't deserve for us to uplift and support them. No other group of men are going to put us over their women. So basically you're leaving us with no solution. Where I think that's a very negative way of thinking. And to me, the solution is, I tell women all the time, if a nigga is a fuck nigga, why are you talking to him? You can ask in my Patreon every single day. I say, we don't have to police men. That is not our job. A woman is not going to police a man into doing anything. You keep saying stuff like we need to demand. Sitting on the internet demanding them to do anything is not going to work. What I don't get about the divestment chicks is y'all say all that, but you're still sucking dick. I don't understand.
I'm not.
Looks like to me, like old girl getting her Kevin Samuels on. That's right. But I think she's telling the truth so far. I'm glad that she's able to recognize the error of her and her fellow female compadres' ways. Hold up, ain't that right, Taco? Hell yeah, we like that shit. But let us finish hearing what she got to say. Get her!
Oh, you sucking dick.
No, I'm not.
Yes, the fuck you is. No. I know for a fact you sucking dick and you got them feet to the ceiling.
No, I am.
That's my thing. No. So you're a virgin?
I am.
Oh.
Goodbye. I'm
a 29-year-old virgin.
Oh, goodbye.
Yeah, I don't think she a virgin. She goodbye. Might be.
If you are a 29-year-old virgin, you ugly as fuck, period. Do you know how ugly you gotta be 29 and a virgin? Girl, please, you know damn well you sucking dick just like a
virgin. I just don't like how they try to make it seem as though, you know, we need to just do away with black men. You know,
and then what? That's why I kept asking her, okay, let's take your route. You're right. Fuck black men. Y'all ain't shit, y'all conquered, fuck you. Then what?
All right, without further ado, right now we about to feel the motherfucking breeze. Hold on. Hell no. Hell no. No. Ah, nigga. That right there, that Dalai Lama shit. Hell no, nigga. I was about to say, where do they do that shit at? But I guess they do that shit over there. God damn. Nah, nigga. Ugh. Ugh. That's all I can't even say about that. God. Ugh, nigga, that's gross.
It's my tongue.
Ugh, what the fuck?
It's a custom.
That ain't fucking custom. Ain't no fucking custom.
That part ain't the custom. And then too, damn old boy, you stupid. You kind of doing like Mr. Pope. You don't do that on camera like that.
Yeah, not Mr. Pope, old nigga. That nigga Master Roshi. That nigga Master Roshi. That nigga like suck my tongue.
Everybody on that other word. Did you mean suck his dick?
Yes, exactly.
Did you mean to tell a child suck your dick or go suck your dick?
Nigga, I want to slap fire out the goddamn Dalai Lama, nigga. What?
Hell yeah.
Well, I want to slap the shit out that nigga. Slap the rice out of his...
Motherfuckers said, damn, Dalai Lama, the Pope be raping them children? You in the
exactly,
that shit?
Exactly, nigga. Exactly, nigga.
Nigga, coming out the closet this long, been doing it this long.
Exactly, nigga. Exactly.
I said, I'm surprised they did one of them Trump subpoena just to let's let them niggas get some motherfuckers together. Let's go check your paperwork.
I ain't never heard of no tradition like that. That nigga said this freak on.
Damn near.
Master Roshi.
That nigga said it's a custom in
that. Slap the shit out of that nigga. You old perverted ass nigga. That's a perversion, nigga. Ain't no goddamn cussing suck my tongue. That nigga's like suck my dick. That's a motherfucker. Nasty motherfucker, nigga.
That Hollis said that nigga must have been there. He must have been on one of them little bluey, bluey fentanyls up there, motherfucker, acting free, speaking so freely like that old team.
That nigga know. Part of Mambler. That man, boy said, association and
that
shit.
Nigga said, I do it too. That nigga said,
like the camera man, ain't rolling. Like the camera ain't up here rolling. Nigga, that nigga, oh, it sucked my tongue.
I do it too. They cleared that shit up.
Still ain't no customer. If that's the case, if it's a customer, what about them priests that was sucking on the foreskin of them babies, giving them babies herpes? So that priest is there putting that dick in the baby's dick in his mouth. Nasty motherfucker. Oh, it's a customer and shit. I ain't no goddamn a customer. That's nasty, this nigga.
I thought about that nigga. Tell who said that nigga said Freak Leak song. That nigga had that song, motherfucker. I'll be kissing on girls because I don't know where they mouth be.
Yeah, for shit. All ass herpy mouth, nigga. This nigga.
Kiss my tongue. I don't know where your tongue be.
Slap the shit out that nigga.
Shit.
Slap the shit out that nigga. Slap the rice out of his front head back pocket, nigga.
Nigga had another dick in your mouth. Salamo salam.
Grifter. A grifter is a con artist, someone who swindles people out of money through fraud. If there's one type of person you don't want to trust, it's a grifter, someone who cheats others out of money. Grifters are also known as chiselers, defrauders, gougers, scammers, swindlers, and flim-flam men.
Flim-flam.
Selling a bridge and starting a Ponzi scheme are things a grifter might do.
Uh-oh.
The difference between a grifter and a thief is a grifter tricks you out of money through lies, while the thief takes it by force. The end result is the same. Definitions of grifter. Noun, a person who swindles you by means of deception or fraud. Synonyms. Chiseler, chiseler, defrauder, gouger, scammer, swindler. Usage examples.
Let's get it.
Lil Key, who was a grifter from Minnesota, smiled his scarred smile.
Or we could say Minister Inky and Benjamin, or what's that? Benjamin, or what's his name? Benjamin was trying to sell y'all water that was highly alkaline, right, to say that it purifies you and it was giving you bad kidney stones. Or we'll say the late famous Dr. Sabi will promise you that he could cure cancer and AIDS with his dietary supplements.
Made his living as a grifter, working with another god from his pantheon, a god of chaos and deceit. I hated that anyone would think Martin was a grifter, especially people with big hearts. The war was rife with charlatans, grifters, and opportunists.
Reminds me of the conscious community, huh? Reminds me of the conscious community. Physically see Jaguar White get her grift on. Her grifter, she doing some grifting right now, but guess what happens?
Better go make some noodles, huh?
Yeah.
Well, then you do that.
You gonna need them noodles in that special place.
1,000 people in the room.
Oh.
3:39. Hello? Are you looking for me, officer? Did they send you out here for me? I'm in the middle of a live broadcast.
They don't give a fuck about that.
My name is Jacqueline Suzette Johnson.
Okay, yeah, you're who we look for.
And why are you looking for me, officer?
There's a warrant for you out of Mesquite, Texas.
There's a warrant out of Mesquite, Texas?
Yes, sir.
I never lived in Mesquite, Texas.
I don't know if you live there or not, but that's what you want. You live both, man?
My date of birth is 517. 1977. I've been being stalked online all day.
Okay, well, right now, I'm going to advise you right. Your rights may sound anything you say came
to you. Oh, by the way, hold on. They're reading me my rights.
Your rights, you're trying to get a warrant to report to 42. You can get the right to stop answering questions at any time you're able to process. You also have to make yourself an effort to return to prison. Do you understand your rights?
Put a one in the chat if you guys understand my rights. Well, at least you guys read rights. They don't do it in DeSoto.
Do you understand your rights, ma'am? Is that real?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have your ID on you?
No. My wallet is in my hotel room with my son and my mother who have been being harassed online all day.
Okay.
By the way, King World 2020 has been harassing us all day long, hunting us for the past 2 weeks. I've been being followed. I no longer live in Texas. I live here.
Okay.
I just got off the phone with DeSoto police, and they said they don't have no warrant out for my arrest.
Jack, my final thought is this. The police don't give two fucks about that shit. Get your ass about that pool, because guess who's going to jail tonight? Thank you for tuning in. Y'all have a good one.